here's a story from The World.
Urgent requests for badly needed supplies in India have flooded social media posts. Last week on the show, we spoke with a volunteer in India who's busy fielding some of those requests. Another thing flooding social media in India, criticism over the government's handling of the pandemic. But such posts can get people in hot water with the Indian government and the social media platforms where they're posted. That's what Mirza Sahib Beg found out. He's a lawyer and postgraduate student at Oxford University. He joins us now from the UK. Mirza, Twitter told you they received concerns from the Indian government about a post you wrote on Twitter. What did you say in your post?
I have been sharing information about the unfolding COVID crisis in India. I had been sharing my view on the mismanagement by the authorities, their failure to control the mass spread during festivals of Holi and Kumbh, which took place just a few weeks ago, and the general growth of Islamophobia in India. But I got I got communication from Twitter that the Indian government had objected to my tweets. And a few days after that, I came to know that I was not the only one. And this was a consistent attack from the government against any kind of criticism that called them out.
So it was Twitter that took issue with your tweet. Were they essentially acting on behalf of the government in New Delhi?
Yes, I had been informed that the government had contacted them and they told them that these tweets would cause a situation of law and order in India. And on the next set of emails that I got, I was informed that the government claims that this is a violation of the Information Technology Act, that these tweets are a violation. Now, I am a law student, so I'm familiar with how the law works. So I was not perturbed by this communication because I know I can defend it and whatever I've communicated online is verifiable and authentic. Mm. But if I were not from a legal background, if I were a layperson, then I can imagine that people would be intimidated at receiving such a notice from the government. Because no one wants to be in hot water. No one wants to be in trouble over this kind of communication.
So have you been posting your comments in the UK? And were you surprised that Twitter would go after someone like you?
Well, I'm not surprised by it because the government is preoccupied with blocking critical comments on social media. Until recently, there was an abject denial of the extent of COVID in India, or there was a determined attempt to pretend that everything is fine. And this is why they are blocking tweets that are critical of the government. It is a tactic to intimidate people against saying anything, even while our loved ones are literally gasping for life right now.
There's a flip side to this as well. President Modi's government is using social media to their advantage. People known as Modi's troll army, they're paid supporters and volunteers who help spread the party's message, the BJP. Where does that leave critics like you, Mirza?
Well, there's a debate on whether both are free speech, whether what dissidents, what a dissenter would say and what the troll army responds, are both of these, do both of these comprise as hate speech? Because you see, the contract that we have when we debate with a person is an understanding that we are trying to distill the truth. And what we have seen consistently is that these troll armies, they are not meant to distill the truth. They are meant to create chaos, cacophony and more confusion.
Yes, yeah, so to that, Mirza, what are your plans now for expressing your opinions about the pandemic in India or about anything? Did Twitter give you any ultimatums, like stop criticizing the Modi government or what?
Twitter did not threaten me with anything, but they just communicated what the government has ordered them to do. They informed me that they have blocked these tweets in India. And I know of my friends who have accounts been taken down. So what we fear is that if these policies continue, then we will be staring at something even larger if a third wave occurs.
Mirza Sahib Beg is a lawyer and postgraduate student at Oxford University in the UK, speaking with us about the complexities of social media during the pandemic in India with competing interests between government politics and public safety. Mirza, thank you very much.
Thank you for having me.